Welcome back to Through the Word, Psalm chapter 63. It's hot out here in the Judean desert, even at night. You'd welcome a cool breeze, but the hot air blows up off the radiated desert floor, drying out your mouth and your throat even more. You'd lick your chapped lips if you could spare the precious water, but your mouth has nothing more to give. You look around, and despite the moon and stars illuminating the occasional ravine, ridge, and dead twisted trunk of a plant or scrub, there's still no water. You're far away from any streams that occasionally run through here because water is where people are. And you're out in the middle of the wilderness. You're David, and you're hiding again. And you're so thirsty. Even at night, with no way to satisfy the dryness and the depth of your being. So you compose a hymn and you start to sing on the night air when everyone who might be searching for you is sleeping. Verse 1, you, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. We're only aware of thirst in the absence of liquid. And David is aware of his thirst for God in the absence of being in the sanctuary, the tabernacle, the place where he could worship God and come into his presence. But here, out in the wilderness, so far away, David remembers the sanctuary, the tabernacle where he saw God's majesty. Verse 2. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and glory. This is what he's longing for, to worship God, to see him. I have seen you in the sanctuary. But David has none of that now out here in the wilderness. But he does have something. Verse 3. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. David has God's love. Stripped of everything else, a roof over his head, a comfortable bed to sleep in, food, water. Heck, he may not even have his life for that much longer. But your love is better than life. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. David may die here. He's actually okay with that. Water merely means survival to him out here. But God's love means life. Drinking in God's love for him, David feels he's really living. For David, to live is to worship. Verse 4, David says, I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. As long as I live, I will worship, David says. And we all worship God as long as we live. Did you know that the Hebrews would never actually write the name of God, Yahweh, out in full? They would write it as YHWH. And if you say it out loud, that sound, Yahweh, is the closest phonetic utterance we have to the sound of breathing. YH is the inhalation, Yahweh. Yahweh, the exhalation. To live is to worship. Every second we breathe, therefore, we are saying God's name without even realizing it. And everyone in this world starts life as an infant with that intake of breath. Yahweh. David continues in verse 5. I will be fully satisfied, as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth shall praise you. For all we know, David is eating bugs out here in the wilderness, scrounging roots and locusts when and if he can find them. But God's love makes David feel like he's feasting. He's gone from thirsting to being fully satisfied. And he mentions his lips again. His lips, you see, aren't just made for eating, they're also made for singing. With singing lips, my mouth shall praise you. Perhaps David is praising God through dry, swollen, sun-blistered lips. Worship feels like that sometimes. Like your life is falling apart, like you're dying in some ways, but inwardly your soul is being renewed and refreshed. And perhaps with his final breaths here, David, feeling he's going to die, gives his dying breath in praise to God, lying out under the stars, looking up at the heavens. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. David, the warrior poet, can't sleep. So as a military man, he traces his sleepless hours as the watches of the night. Something a soldier knows very well, to keep at his post and to watch for the enemy. Because he's not secure, he can't sleep, so he sings. Why? Because God is keeping watch over him in verse 7. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. Because you are my help. Where there was thirst, now fullness. Where there was insecurity, now safety. David pictures himself in the Holy of Holies, the innermost part of the tabernacle. I sing in the shadow of your wings. He's referring here to the wings of the cherubim that overshadowed the Ark of the Covenant, protecting God's promise, his covenant to protect and provide for his people. There the Ark sits in that intimate, secret place, behind the veil where God alone dwells. Yet David now feels out here in the wilderness, he's somehow ushered into the presence of God. And there in the wilderness, David finds anywhere can be a tabernacle or tent of meeting. He can meet God right here in the wilderness of the Judean desert. And why not? This is where the tabernacle actually used to be, right out here. Verse 8, I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. David clings to God for life, like a man drowning, and he feels God's hand reaching back and grabbing hold of him. Have you been there, where you clung to God because he was all you had left? David's desperate here, but in verse 9 through 10, he sees the tables turn on those who have driven him out into the wilderness. It is now he who is safe, but they that will find themselves out in the wilderness. Verse 9, those who want to kill me will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. Jackals, by the way, lived out in the wilderness, scavenger dogs that you had to worry about because they would tear wanderers in the wilderness to pieces while they slept. But now the tables have turned. David presents a more positive picture in verse 11. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God will glory in him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced. The king will rejoice in God, and let's retrace why. Verse 1, he's your God. Verse 2, you've seen his power and glory before, so you're pretty sure you will again. Verse 3, you have his love, which is better than life. Verse 5, he satisfies your thirst and hunger with that love. Verse 6, because of all of that, you can worship him and do what you were created for, no matter what's going on. Verse 7, he's your help and is committed to you. Verse 8, his right hand upholds you. So, why am I making it about you? Because David does in verse 11. All who swear by God will glory in him. That's you. Everything true of David in this psalm is also true of you. This is your song, my friend, and that's something to worship about. Let your lips praise God while you have breath. But that final phrase, the lips of liars shall be silenced, I picture the music of this psalm coming to an abrupt and dramatic end, just as he says, "May they be silenced." Just like that,